North Shore Today,
the area's only daily news podcast
on MSONewsSports.com.
Along with Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, and this is North Shore Today for Friday, May 29, 2020.
In Lynn, a $2.5 million roadwork reconstruction project is underway in West Lynn, which includes revamping what Mayor Thomas McGee called a crazy intersection near the Market Basket. Gayla Colley writing in today's Daily Item of Lynn, the work paid for through the Massachusetts Infrastructure Grant includes the construction of a second roundabout to improve access around the supermarket and other businesses in the area. Over the next several months, crews from the Andover-based J. Truppiano Incorporated Company, a city contractor selected through a bid process, will reconstruct the intersection of Federal, Marion, and Waterhill Streets, known as the Agana Square area, into a single-lane roundabout.
The Greater Newburyport Chamber of Commerce has not received any word yet from businesses that have said they are going to permanently close, and that's according to the vice president of the Newburyport Chamber, Mark Anicillo.
We haven't had anybody that has come out and said that they're permanently closing yet. Newburyport overall is such a diverse community with the different businesses we have. So we are known for the restaurants and the retailers that are downtown. They've all kind of switched gears, done online, curbside pickup. The restaurants started doing delivery. But we also have an enormous business park, and they've still been operating full steam ahead. There's plenty of jobs to be had out there if any of your listeners are looking. A lot of manufacturing, warehouse, some sales and account executive jobs out there. But, you know, since this whole thing hit, we've been working hand-in-hand with the SBA, the local banks, to try and get these businesses the resources they need. So Frank, who's the president of the chamber, myself, have talked to well over 300 businesses of all sizes and in all different industries to help them navigate through this. So from the chamber perspective, I don't think we've ever probably been busier, which is good. And it definitely helped a lot of these guys, I think, make it through to the other side, or on their way to the other side at this stage of the game. Most of them are still waiting for phase two to come in. There's a lot of confusion as to how the governor came up with his phases. You know, specifically, one of our retailers is a jeweler, and he is able to maintain social distancing a lot better than a barber or a hair salon would. So there's been a lot of frustrations expressed from our membership as to the way the phases were reopened.
That's Mark Anicillo, the vice president of the Greater Newburyport Chamber of Commerce.
In Beverly, Paul Layton of the Salem News writes, there's nothing more inviting on a hot summer day than sand, sun, and surf of your local beach. And there's nothing less inviting than a police cruiser, yellow tape, and a sign saying, beach closed. That is the scene, or was the scene, Thursday at Rice's Beach in Beverly, a day after police kicked off hundreds of people for not following safety rules. The small beach next to Lynch Park was shut down by the city until further notice. The closure came as some local communities struggled to monitor the crowds that have flocked to beaches in the first week of their reopening under Governor Baker's plan during the coronavirus pandemic. Police in Swampscott also had to remove some people from the beaches on Wednesday because they were not keeping a safe distance, according to Town Administrator Sean Fitzgerald. Much more on this story in today's Salem News.
Michael Conan's reporting in today's Gloucester Times. Of all demographics hit by the COVID-19 pandemic, none have been struck as hard as the elderly population. In Rockport, that is especially true. Nearly half of the confirmed COVID-19 cases in Rockport are at long-term care facilities and congregate living facilities. Denmar Health and Rehabilitation Center, Rockport High School Apartments, Pigeon Cove Ledges, Millbrook Park, and Old Farm Inn. Of the 76 confirmed cases in town, 37 are living in such facilities. Only two seniors currently diagnosed with COVID-19 live outside Denmar. The assisted care facility on South Street was reported housing 35 COVID-19 patients on May 21. 13 Denmar residents have died as a result of the coronavirus as of Wednesday, confirmed by Steve Vera, CEO of Denmar's parent company, Wachusett Healthcare. More on this story in today's Gloucester Times.
In Salem, a majority of residents who spoke to the city council Thursday night came out in favor of a proposal to allow in-law apartments in the city. The Salem News is reporting that a total of 35 residents spoke on the issue during the council meeting held on Zoom, with 22 in favor and 13 opposed. The council had not voted on the proposal by the Salem News deadline as of last night. In the in-law ordinance, known more formally as an accessory dwelling units, and the ADUs would allow homeowners around Salem to build smaller apartments in their homes or create exterior additions to accomplish the same. Rules exist today allowing homeowners to do so, but only for relatives or caregivers. Proponents said the ordinance would provide more affordable options for everyone, from Salem State University graduates who want to continue to stay in the city to senior citizens who want to be able to stay in their homes. Rent for units would be capped at 25% below fair market rent, which would be about $1,286 for a studio, $1,400 for a one-bedroom, and $1,700 for a two-bedroom, according to the city's planning department.
Gail McCarthy's reporting in today's Gloucester Times. Because of the COVID-19 pandemic, the Open Door has postponed what would have been its 20th anniversary Empty Bowl Dinner, which raises money for the local nonprofit organization and provides a simple meal of bread and soup to those attending. To fill the void, the Hunger Relief Organization has kicked off a social media campaign called #MyBowlAtHome. The annual Empty Bowl, usually held in late May, has become a tradition for many participants and usually draws more than 1,000 people. Julie LaFontaine, president and CEO of the Open Door, is quoted as saying, "The bowls are created with love to serve as a reminder that somewhere someone's bowl is empty." With so many people experiencing the pandemic's economic punch, the Open Door has seen an unprecedented 40% increase in requests for food assistance, and the community has stepped up to help, according to LaFontaine. The organization is working on the Empty Bowl 2020 reimagined for a later date. Much more in the story by Gail McCarthy in today's Gloucester Times.
You have been listening to North Shore Today, a daily news podcast produced by MSO Newsports.com. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks so much for joining us. It's Friday. Have a great weekend ahead. Stay safe. And we do want to hear from you. You can always email us with any comments, suggestions, or tips at msonewsports@gmail.com, msonewsports@gmail.com.